Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Craig Cusick. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The DH, Ted Cox. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting 8th. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. And now, play ball. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norwood moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive towards right. Dade catches it and throws to second to double up Norwood. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball four. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. There goes Grubb. The throw from Weiniger to second, and Grubb is out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford. Manning reaches second base with a double. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norwood takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norwood. The throw from Hassey and he is safe. Norwood steals second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive towards first. Thornton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the mound. Erickson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up towards first. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick strikes out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Weiniger moves to third. Powell moves to second. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norwood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade. Norwood reaches second base with a double. Weiniger scores. Powell scores. Wilfong moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley is walked intentionally. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilfong scores. Norwood moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Manning reaches second base with a double. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to third. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0 for 2 in the game. Dade hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manning scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dade moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Smalley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Twins, 3, Indians, 3. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Marshall now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Manning bunts towards the mound. Marshall catches it and throws to first to double up Cox. 2 outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-2 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hassey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Norwood hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Date bunts towards third. Cubbage juggles the ball. That's an error on Cubbage. Verizer goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 4-3, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Kern now pitching. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Grubb bunts in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to second. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Childs pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Norwood strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.